From deep in the bayous located near the Gulf of Mexico, welcome to the SwampSwami.com audio podcast, starring the man whose unique sports insights will make you think and hopefully make you laugh at times too.
The great sage, seer, soothsayer, famous mystic, and former tax advisor to Governor Reagan.
And now, the one, the only, here's Swamp Swami. And welcome to the SwampSwamiSports.com podcast. Today, Sam Burns has taken the Shreveport PGA baton. It's now official. With his win at the Charles Schwab Challenge at the famed Colonial Country Club in Fort Worth, Texas last weekend, Sam Burns has officially grabbed the baton to become the third straight PGA star hailing from Shreveport, Louisiana. We're now entering the fifth consecutive decade of exceptional championship golf featuring three of North Louisiana's finest golfers. Shreveport's Hal Sutton, with 14 PGA Tour wins, started this streak back in October 1982 with his first tour win at the Walt Disney World Golf Classic. David Toms, with 13 PGA Tour wins, picked up the Shreveport Championship golf mantle beginning in July 1997 with his first win at the Quad City Classic. David also won PGA events in the 2000s and the 2010s. Hal Sutton and David Toms each have one major championship trophy at home, too. Both were victorious in the PGA Championship. Hal's major win came in 1983 by one shot over a fellow by the name of Jack Nicklaus.
Excellent.
David Toms' gutsy PGA Championship win came in 2001, also by a single shot over Phil Mickelson. Now, that's some pretty impressive company. With his playoff win last Sunday at Colonial over the current number one world golfer and close friend Scottie Scheffler, the 25-year-old Shreveport sensation Sam Burns just earned his third PGA win of this season and his fourth overall title on tour. And as a result, Sam Burns just entered the upper echelon of golf, as he is now ranked number 9 in the world golf rankings. Being the first of this trio of successful Shreveport golfers, Hal Sutton was the Northwood High School golf phenom who dominated local competition. And though he had any number of college scholarship offers, Sutton elected to stay home at Centenary College in his hometown of Shreveport. While at Centenary, Hal Sutton won 14 collegiate golf tournaments during his college career and led the gents to their first NCAA golf tournament. Sutton was named to the College All-American team and awarded the 1980 Golf Magazine College Golfer of the Year. He also won the 1980 U.S. Men's Amateur Championship, played in North Carolina. After entering the PGA Tour in 1981, Hal Sutton won 5 times during the 1980s, 6 tournaments in the 1990s, and another 3 events in the early 2000s. He played on 4 Ryder Cup teams over his career and was named the captain of the 2004 Ryder Cup team. Sutton, who is now 64 years old, briefly played on the PGA Champions Tour and now works and resides in the Houston, Texas area. Around the same time Hal Sutton was making it big, David Toms was in the process of making a name in golf for himself, too. Another very talented junior golfer, David Toms won his age group at the 1984 Junior World Golf Championships. He would graduate from Bossier City's Airline High School and play golf for LSU. Though David Toms would initially play for a few years on the PGA Tour right after college, he lost his PGA card after the 1994 season. Toms would bounce back the following year in 1995, though, by winning twice on the Nike Tour. That's the PGA's development tour at that time. With his confidence restored, David Toms finally broke through on the PGA Tour with his first win at the Quad City Tournament in 1997. David Toms would go on to win 3 PGA events during the 1990s, 8 more times during the Tiger Woods era of the 2000s, and added another final win at the 2011 Colonial. After turning 50 years of age, Toms also won the 2018 U.S. Senior Open, and he's been a consistent top finisher on the PGA Champions Tour ever since. Toms is now 55 years old, but still resides in the Shreveport area. David Toms credits fellow Shreveporter Hal Sutton with being his mentor and inspiration as a younger golfer. Toms said, quote, "What he did for me and all the guys my age was to give us something to shoot at, you know, a local guy playing great. And I think I was probably able to do the same thing for Sam Burns and a bunch of the kids that grew up in our area." Sam Burns has a longtime relationship with David Toms' son, Carter. They were quite good friends growing up in Shreveport. Sam Burns attended Calvary Baptist Academy, and Carter Toms went to a different high school in the city, but the two young men played baseball together and then competed against one another in numerous junior golf tournaments. David Toms recalled about the young Sam Burns, quote, "He spent a lot of time around the house, gone on vacations with us, and played a lot of PlayStation upstairs. I just watched them grow up and watched him become a great golfer." As a 14-year-old golfer, Sam Burns was invited to join the Carter Toms family on a trip to Fort Worth, Texas to witness David Toms' victory at the 2011 PGA event held at Colonial Country Club. Sam Burns remembers, "One of the things I remember was I was watching when he holed a wedge shot for an eagle, and that was pretty cool to see. And I just remember everyone was really excited to watch, and you know, as a 14-year-old kid watching any PGA Tour golfer, much less a guy that you knew, in contention, that was a really special moment." 11 years later, Sam Burns would hoist that same trophy at Colonial Country Club and get his very own unique red plaid jacket awarded annually to the winner. Sam Burns and his friend Carter Toms were both talented enough golfers to land a scholarship to LSU. During Burns' sophomore year with the LSU Tigers, he won 4 collegiate tournaments in 15 events, and he earned the Jack Nicklaus NCAA Player of the Year Award in the 2016 and 17 period. The 6'1" Sam Burns then decided to try professional golf at this point in his career. Though he would play in a few PGA tournaments, Sam Burns won his first professional trophy in 2018 on the PGA's developmental Web.com Tour event in Savannah, Georgia. He later earned his PGA card for the entire 2019 season. Sam Burns has been wise enough to seek the counsel of family friend David Toms about how to succeed on golf's biggest stage. He said, quote, "It's great. You can't put a price on that. Just having someone who's been on here for as long as he has, 20 plus years, and he's had an incredible career, a major winner, he's won out here 13 times. So just to be able to see it firsthand and then be able to talk to him about it, that's been really special for me, and I think it's something he enjoys talking about. Yeah, it's been really beneficial for me." As a 21-year-old golfer playing at the 2018 Honda Open in Florida, young Sam Burns was paired in the final round with none other than Tiger Woods. When asked later if he'd ever played golf with Tiger, Burns replied, quote, "Only on the video game." After getting his first PGA Tour win just 13 months ago at the Valspar Championship, played on the very tough Copperhead course at the Innisbrook Resort near Tampa, Florida, Sam Burns just collected his 4th win on the PGA Tour last weekend in Fort Worth at Colonial Country Club. He is well on his way to a very successful career in professional golf. And if you're like me and have visited the World Golf Hall of Fame in St. Augustine, Florida, you might be wondering whether Hal Sutton or David Toms are currently in it. Well, here are the requirements. Quote, a player must have a cumulative total of 15 or more official victories on any of the original members of the International Federation of PGA Tours, like the PGA Tour, European Tour, Japan Golf Tour, Sunshine Tour, Asian Tour, or PGA of Australasia. Or at least 2 victories among the following events: the Masters, PGA Players Championship, the US Open, the Open Championship, and the PGA Championship. Unfortunately, Hal Sutton's 14 PGA wins were just 1 win shy of qualifying, and David Toms' 13 wins were just 2 short of becoming part of the elite golf shrine. With 4 PGA wins already under his belt, Sam Burns is now on a path which might put the city of Shreveport into that World Golf Hall of Fame in another few decades, so keep your eye on him. And regardless, these 3 well-respected professional golfers will always be a part of the unofficial North Louisiana Golf Hall of Fame. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.
Right at the truth. Exit. Stage right.